Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be continuing in Perek Aleph of Maseches Makos. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. So Mishnah Zayin gave us three different approaches to why it is that the Torah mentions two or three Edom. If two Edom is enough, then of course three Edom is enough. So now we're continuing that conversation. Just like when you have a set of two witnesses, if even just one of them is a Karv Apostle, the whole Edos falls apart. And that's obvious, because then you're only left with one Edom. So this pasuk teaches me that even if you started with a group of three, if one of the three turns out to be a karov or apostle, the whole eidos is discarded. How do I know that even if you have a group of 100 eidim and one of them is a karov apostle, we discard the whole eidos? That's why the pasuk says eidim. When do we say that's true? Bedina nefashos. That's eidos for dina nefashos. Al bedina mamas, this guy made this pashar, but bedina mamas. If you started with three Edom and one of them is a Karev Apostle, so you use the other two Edom. Rabbi Omer, Echad Dine Mamanus V'Echad Dine Nefashos. Rabbi says, no, this din is true both by Dine Mamanus and by Dine Nefashos. Bizman Shehisru Behen, if someone who was Apostle Aid saw some sort of crime happening with other people, so no one is allowed to testify, if that apostle aid also participated in the hasra'a, aval b'zman shelo hisru behen, but if they didn't participate in the hasra'a, then we assume that they never became part of that group of aidim. Ma'yasu, and the Mishnah says that it must be true, because ma'yasu shnei'achin shorah be'achashor gesu nefesh, meaning if I wanted to get away with murder, all I would have to do is make sure that one person, one bystander, while I'm committing murder in the middle of Times Square, is a karev or apostle. Shouldn't be so hard to find apostle in the middle of Times Square. Or if there are families hanging out together, so then I'm fine, because they're krovim to each other. No, they only apostle the group as a karev or apostle if they participated in the hasra'a. Mishnah test. So yishnaim ronos ha-michalon zeh. If two people saw a crime happen from one window, vishnaim ronos ha-michalon zeh, and two others saw it from another window, ve'echan masr ba-be'emtz, and there was one person in the middle that was giving the hasra'a. Bizman shem k'sosin roin elu es elu. When some of the people in this window saw some of the witnesses in the other window, that becomes one single Eidos. And therefore, if one of them is a Karev Apostle, the whole thing's batel v'imlav. But if not, if the person who gave the Hasra is unable to see the Eidim in that window or the other window, then they're considered to be two sets of Eidim. So if it turns out that one of these sets of Eidim is Eidim Zomimin, who vehina ragin, the guy who they testified against gets killed because there are still two Eidim against him, but they too get killed because these Eidim get killed also because they're Eidim Zomimin. Vashniya Petura, but the set of witnesses, the other set of witnesses that we actually accepted and that we never turned into Eidim Zomimin, are going to be Pater. Rabbi Yossi says we can never kill a guy unless the two witnesses that are testifying against him are the very ones to have issued Hasra'a. Shneimar al pi shnayim Eidim, because it says al pi shnayim Eidim, that whatever has to be said to him in advance is said by these Shnayim Edim. Tavaracher, Al Pi Shnayim Edim, Shalotei Sanhedrin Shama'as, Mipi HaTorgavan. Another explanation is Al Pi Shnayim Edim teaches us that the Sanhedrin should not hear through an interpreter. They should hear it in the original language, and that's why the Sanhedrin needs to be able to be fluent in every language, Shivim Lashon, to be able to hear testimony directly. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Ches. We said that the link between two Edim and three Edim is if Nimsa Echem Neyam Karav Apostle, Edusim is Batal, no matter how large the group of Edim is, but we had a Machlokas Tanayim, whether that's only true by Dine Nefashos, or it's even true by Dine Mamanus. And we said that when it comes, regardless whether it's only by Dine Nefashos, even by Dine Mamanus, it only applies to the person who give, to Edim who give Hasra'a, but not Edim who necessarily just witness an event. And then in Mishnah Test, we said that if you have two witnesses seeing from one window and two from another window, and a guy in the middle giving Hasra'a, so if the guy in the middle sees both sets of Edim, they're all one big Edos. But if he does not see both sets of Edim, they're separate Eduyos, so one group might be Edim Zomin, and the other group we might accept their words entirely. And then Rabbi Yossi had said that the Edim who testify against the person have to be the ones that issue Hasra'a, because the pasuk says Al-Pishnayim Edim, but another possible interpretation of Al-Pishnayim Edim is that the Bezin can cannot hear from an interpreter. The Beis Din has to hear it in the original language. Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud.